Well, we have gotten through Christmas, and now it is almost time to toast the new year. And, of course, that means champagne. Here with this week's Wine of the Week, that is all about the bubbly, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Hi, Scott. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I know you're very excited to talk about champagne.
I am indeed, you know, because nothing says the holidays like a bottle of champagne. Now, normally I'm all about sparkling wine, but today we're going to be talking about champagne, and that is only from France, from the very small region of Champagne, France, and it's one of my favorite things to drink all the time, let alone the holidays.
So what's the difference between sparkling wine and champagne,
Good question. Yeah, great question. So sparkling wines can come from all over the world. You get sparkling wines from Napa in California. You get sparkling wines from Spain, typically called Cava. You can get sparkling wine from Italy, and those are called Prosecco. But those are sparkling wines. Champagne, which is technically a sparkling wine, and is made up of only be made in Champagne, France, and only from three grapes: Chardonnay, Pinot Meunier, and Pinot Noir. And that's it. So you can have a blend of those, you can have individual grape varietals, but it can only come from Champagne to be called Champagne.
Interesting. So what's the difference? Yeah. I know there's vintage and there's non-vintage. What's the difference
there? Non-vintage is pretty cool. What non-vintage is it's actually a blend from different vintages. So let's just say you're drinking a current non-vintage. It might have a little bit of 2008, a little bit of 2009, a little 2010. And they do this to keep a house style consistent. So they keep blending in different vintages from year to year to year in that non-vintage champagne to keep it consistent. A vintage champagne, on the other hand, can only be made from grapes that are harvested in a specific year, and that year is actually on the label of the bottle.
Okay. All right. And then there's sugar.
And then there's sugar. You can add what they call a dosage. Boy, you're asking a lot. I want to get to the wine, but they add what they call a dosage to actually give a secondary fermentation in the bottle, which causes that beautiful bubbly. Mm-hmm. And so you can get either a very dry, depending upon the amount of sugar in the dosage they add. It can be either very dry, or it can be somewhat sweet, which we call a demi-sec, or it can be all the way sweet. So it just depends on what you're looking for in a champagne.
All right. Well, give us some ideas. What are your favorites?
I think one of my favorites for the money is the non-vintage Nicolas Vouet Brut Champagne. Now, we talked about Nicolas Vouet. He passed away earlier this year, so it would be great to toast his memory this holiday season. This is a great value for a non-vintage champagne. Precise, tiny bubbles, a little bit of elegance in there, apple, pear, citrus, roasted almonds across the entire palate. I love this. It's got a beautifully balanced finish, and it's only $28, which is a great buy for a non-vintage champagne.
And what about if you really want to go all out?
Well, you can step it up a notch and go with a vintage champagne. Again, I think this is pretty reasonably priced for a vintage champagne, the 2006 Moët Chandon Brut Grand Vintage Champagne. This is beautiful scent of roasted nut, baked bread, beautiful palate. It's just full-bodied, fresh, vivacious flavors of Honeycrisp apple, pear, citrus fruit, a little hint of unbaked dough there, but I really like it. $60, it's actually what I'm serving tonight to guests, so I love this wine.
So you do. You don't need to wait for New Year's Eve to enjoy some of the bubbly.
I drink it all the time.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing. We have a separate type of glass, a flute-style glass for champagne. What's the reason behind that?
Two, really. First of all, is you want to serve champagne well-chilled. And the reason you're having that flute glass is because you can take advantage of the visual effect of the bubbles rising up through this beautiful, long, elegant flute glass. And that's really it. I mean, I have a lot of friends who prefer to drink their wine out of a Chardonnay glass just because most champagnes are made with Chardonnay or from Chardonnay, so they enjoy drinking it out of a Chardonnay glass. Personally, I like the visual effects of the tiny little bubbles rising up. It's a festive, beautiful visual, so I prefer a flute glass.
All right. We appreciate it. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg, have a great new year.
You too. Take care.
Thanks so much.